Katy Mellor was one of the UK's best-selling artists, with 7 albums to her credit and more than 11 million records sold. She's played for Nelson Mandela's AIDS charity in South Africa, and she's even got a Dutch tulip named after her. But years before Katy Mellor became a British superstar, she was a little girl growing up in the country of Georgia in the aftermath of the breakup of the Soviet Union. As she put it, the days were dark.
Pretty much the whole of the 90s as a decade was known as the sort of black decade. And it was known as that because we had a lot of electricity blackouts.
Schools closed in the winter because it was too expensive to heat the rooms, but Katy Mellor took refuge in little bursts of light.
When the lights did come on in Georgia and the electricity did come on, you know, because they did for about 1 hour during the day, we would watch Hollywood films. And we'd listen to music from America and the West.
Mellor finally got a chance to immerse herself in Western culture when she and her family left Georgia for the United Kingdom in 1993. For her latest album, Katy Mellor returns to her homeland in Eastern Europe. It's a holiday album out now called In Winter.
This record is my first one where I've gone back home to Georgia and I've teamed up with a choir from home. They're called the Gori Women's Choir. They're a 23-piece all-female choir and they've been going since the 70s.
The style of the Gori Women's Choir is centuries old. Mellor recorded with them in an old community center which remains scarred from shelling during the Georgian Civil War. This song is called All Night Vigil or Nunc Dimittis.
The Nunc Dimittis All Night Vigil is a piece by Sergei Rachmaninoff. And this piece is considered one of the greatest choral pieces ever written. He wrote it in 1915, just 2 years before the Russian Revolution. And one of the stories that I came across while researching the piece was that Rachmaninoff eventually had to leave Russia because it was changing, you know, as he had known it. And the methods that him and his family had to flee Russia was on an open sled through Scandinavia. What the piece, from a sensory point of view, reminded me of was when I was in Georgia, my granddad, who's the most hilarious character, he used to tell me a lot of adventure stories about the time he spent in a Siberian labor camp. And he was sent there when he was 15 years old. I'm mesmerized when I look back at how he used to tell me these stories, because he made them quite positive and he made himself look like a hero. And so he painted this mythical notion of the Russian forest frozen at wintertime. And I've got a very romantic notion of it. And that's kind of what I was also trying to conjure up with covering this piece.
In addition to songs in Georgian and Ukrainian, Katy Mellor also includes some holiday songs that will sound more familiar to American audiences. Katy, why did you choose this song first?
I think it's just the most beautiful choral Christmas classic. You know, and this album is a winter-themed album. I tried to essentially create a record that would appeal to me as a listener. And I say that because a few years ago, it was Christmas time, and I was really craving something to listen to, something that was festive, that made me think of home, of beautiful winter and Christmas traditions, but that wasn't too cliched, if you know what I mean. And so that's where this whole project began. That's why I teamed up with this choir. Like I said before, I think it's a real classic Christmas piece. And I was delighted when I found out that its origins are in the Ukraine. It was originally arranged by Misha Leontovich. And so the Ukrainian language was just also easier for us to pronounce, and that's why we sung it in its original.
Tell me of another song that you feel has been especially powerful on this album.
Well, maybe I could move us to a song called The Plain Song. And this is a track that's directly to do with a childhood memory. It's one of the original songs on the album. And what happened when I used to go back while making this album, my grandma reminded me of this video footage she had of me and my brother playing in one of the abandoned airplanes. There was a lot of abandoned, like, infrastructure that came to a standstill in Georgia. And my gran had a whole airport that was just a ghost airport. And so that meant the coolest playground for us kids.
We love pretending those planes could fly, that nothing was out of reach in the whole of the sky. It was just pretending, simple to do. We'd make some plans and travel someplace new.
It has sort of an otherworldly quality to it, doesn't it, Katie?
I'm glad you think so. Thank you. Yeah, it is, you know, a very specific childhood memory, and it's wonderful to be able to explore that through songs, through songwriting, and through working with this incredible choir.
If they could be believed.
That was singer, songwriter Katie Melua talking to us about her new album, In Winter. Katie, thank you.
Thank you so much. Love to speak with you.
None of it mattered in the aeroplane field. We like pretending those planes did fly. That rusty old wing.